This week's Parsha is Parshas Miketz, and the shiur today is on Yosef's unusual new name. So we're going to look at this week's Parsha, and most of you are probably thinking that the new name I'm referring to is either Avreich or Tzafnas Paneach, but there's a different name that emerges based on the Gemaras, and based on the Mefarshim, and it sheds some interesting light on Yosef. So we'll look at source number one. It's Bereishis Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Mem Dalet. And Paro says, "Vayomer Paro Yosef, ani Faro v'yaldecha lo yarim ish es yadov es raglo b'chol eret Mitzrayim." So Paro says to Yosef that I am Paro, and other than you, nobody else will lift up their hand or their leg, basically have any power over you b'chol eret Mitzrayim in all of Egypt. So Paro is just stating his kingship and also Yosef's role in the kingdom of Egypt. And Rashi explains over there, Ani Paro, Shiesh Biyadi Yecholus Ligzor Gzeros Al Malchusi, Vani Gozer Shlo Yerim Ish Yado Biladecha Shlo Bershuscha. So one idea of him saying Ani Paro is that he's explaining that he has the power. Because he's the king, he has the power to establish Yosef's rulership. But another explanation of Rashi, Davaracher, Ani Paro, Ani Ehyeh Melech Ubiladecha, Zodug Masrak Hakisei Egdal Mimecha. The other possibility is that Paro was confirming what he said earlier, which is that I'm Paro, I'm the king, and nobody can be above me. So he's basically establishing his own superiority over Yosef. But he had to control himself a little bit. But really what he wanted to say is, I'm the king and you're beneath me. So it's interesting, the two different approaches as to what Paro is actually saying in appointing Yosef as ruler. But we're going to try to explain it with an idea based on this new name change. And it's tied into this pasuk over here. So the Gemara in Sota, in source number 3, it says, Amar v'chia bar Abba, Amar v'yochanan, b'shash amalo paro li-yosef, u'bi'aldecha lo-yorim ishis yado, amru itztagnine paro evich lachu rabo b'esrim kesef tamshi lehu aleinu, amar lehen, ginuni malchus ani ro'ebo. So there's a story, a backstory that's not mentioned in the Torah, but actually mentioned in the Gemara. And it talks about how the wise men, Rashi says, Itztagninos are chachamim mechozim b'kochavim b'yodim b'chachma samazalos. So these were the astrologers. They were befuddled that Paro would choose this Evet to be a ruler. And Paro explains that he sees some characteristics of rulership in Yosef. He sees the necessary characteristics. Yosef gave off a regal personality. Rashi says over there, Gnuni Malchus, Gavni Malchus, Bechachma, Gvura, V'yofi. So Rashi explains that the characteristics of Malchus that Paro saw were Chachma, wisdom. Yosef was wise. Gvura, he had courage. And also, he was very good looking. Okay, so what the Gemara continues, Amrulo, Imken, Yehe Yodea, B'shivim Lashon. So they said to him, the Chachamim, his wise men, his astrologers, they said, if he really is king worthy, if he's really, really worthy of being a ruler, then he should know all 70 languages. Bah Gavriel velimdu shivim lashon. So what happened was, Yosef didn't know them, but Gavriel was sent by Hashem to teach Yosef the 70 languages, so that if he were tested, he'd be able to pass the test. Lo ava kagamar. But he couldn't learn all the languages. So one of the letters was added to his name from Hashem's name. And through that, he was able to learn all the languages. So he had trouble. He needed a little tutoring. And the tutoring expressed itself or manifested itself by adding extra letters to his name. And where do we see it? Shnemar, as it says in Tehillim, Edus bi Hosef. So there's a pasuk in Tehillim which changes Yosef's name to Yehosef. There's a yud and a hey is added from Hashem's name, and it's referring to the idea that he didn't know the language, and through Hashem bestowing upon Yosef these extra letters, or this extra letter, he was able to understand and learn all the languages. And then the next day, Yosef was completely fluent in all the languages that Paro had tried to test him with. And Rashi says, Edus bi Yosef samo, sefe dekras, svasli adati eshma. The end of the pasuk is really the proof that Yosef's name was changed as a result of his of Hashem's assistance to him in understanding languages. Okay, so let's just keep going. We'll just read through the rest of the story. Interesting. So it says number 7, Ishtai Ihu Balashan HaKodesh Lohava Kayada Mai Hava. So what happened was Paro, he didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. He was lacking in that language. So Amarle Agmore Agmore Ha Velo Gamar. So he tried to teach him. Yosef tried to teach Paro how to understand and speak Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, but he couldn't learn it. He was unable. Samarle Ishtavali Delo Maglis Ishtavalo. So Yosef, he made Yosef swear to him that he wouldn't reveal his weakness, that he couldn't understand and he couldn't speak Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. Ki Amar Le Avi Hishbiyani Le Mor. So when, later on, this came in handy, because when Yosef wanted to bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, he said that my father swore to me to bury him in Maras HaMachpelah. So Amar Le, Paro said, Zil Itshal Ashvuascha, that you should get your Shvua to be matired. Make sure that you can undo it, and that way you can bury him in Mitzrayim. So Amar Le, Itshali Nami Adidach. So Yosef made a comment that I should also release my swearing to you that I wasn't going to reveal your weakness. So Paro was so nervous about that he gave in to Yosef, and he said, even though he didn't want to, he said, okay, fine. So go bury your father in Maras Machpelah like he forced you, or he swore you to. So Rashi says, Itshala Shvuascha. So ask the Chachamim to be matir, the Shvua, to release you from the obligations of the Shvua. So it's an interesting story, a lot of different parts. To summarize, basically the wise men of Paro questioned whether or not Yosef was ruler material. And Paro says he sees certain characteristics of rulership in Yosef, his Chachma, his Yofi, his Gevura. However, he didn't know the 70 languages, so Hashem came and he sent the Malach to teach him. And Yosef was struggling, learning all the languages in a quick manner. So there's an idea of Hashem adding an os, a letter to his name, of the hey, and it's seen in Tehillim, and it helped him learn. But yet Paro wasn't able to learn Lashon HaKodesh, and it ends up coming in handy later on, because Paro makes Yosef swear that he won't reveal it. And then when Yosef wants to bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, he says that my father made me swear, and Paro wants him to release himself, meaning Yosef, from the swearing to his father, and Yosef uses it against Paro. So what is the idea of adding the oath, adding the letter to his name, and how did it help him learn the Shivim Lashon, and what is the concept that is trying to teach us of this new name that Yosef had, which isn't really expressed in the Torah, but it's expressed in Tehillim? There's another question that's a stronger question. The Maharsha mentions it. He says that there's another Gemara earlier on in Sota, on the same Daf, where it sounds like his name was changed to Yehosef for a different reason. It says, Amar of Chana bar Bizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Yosef Shekide Shem Shemayim B'Seser, Hosifu Olav Os Achas Mishmosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehuda Shekide Shem Shemayim B'Far Hestia, Nikra Kulo Al Shemosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, differently than our Gemara, but it's the same page. It says earlier on in the Gemara that Yosef was zoche to having the hey added to his name because he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in secret. Yehuda has all the letters of Hashem's name, and he was zoche to that because he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim before Hesya in public. So the question is obvious. Our Gemara that we started with seems to say that the extra letters were added to his name to help him learn the Shivim Lashon. But now the Gemara earlier was saying, no, it was a different reason. It was because he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seser. So where did that happen? So Rashi gives us some background information, thankfully. Source number 9, it says, B'Seser Shnis Yachid Ima Erva V'Hemet Al Atma V'Kavesh Es Yitzra. So the reference to the Kiddush Shem Shemayim was in the story of Potiphar's wife, where she tried to seduce him, and he was alone with her, and yet he controlled himself. And that was the Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Seser. And Yehuda, Shekideh Shem Shemayim B'Far Hesya, Alayam, K'dila Kaman, Nikra Kulo, Shem Ben Arba'a, Osios, Kolo B'Shmo Shel Yehuda. So you have the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey, and they're all in Yehuda's name. And the reason is because by the Yamsuf, he or his Shevet was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Far Hesya. So what is that referring to? The Gemara helps us. It says later on in the same Gemara, next off, Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda lo kachay amaisa lezeh omer ani ein ani yorei tchil yam is omer ein ani yorei tchil yam kafatz nachshon ben aminadav v'yar liyam tchilo shneamar savuni kichachash Ephraim of Mirma beis Yisrael v'yuda od reid im kel. So the psukim seem to say that Yehuda, in which way was he mekadesh shem shemayim before Hesya? By jumping into the Yamsuf as soon as, even before it was split, because he had so much bitachon and belief that they were going to get through it, that he jumped in, well, his shevet jumped in. Nachshon was the Nasi of Yehuda, and that's where he was kiddush shem shamayim before Hesya. So again, the question still remains, but now we have another question. One is, when did Yosef's names change? Was it changed because of the Potiphar incident, or was it changed because of the Paro incident that he had to learn the Shivim Lashon? And also, what's the difference between Yosef's name, where he only gets one letter, versus Yehuda? Why do we say that because Yosef was Mekadei Shem Shamayim B'Seser, that that's has a different impact on his name than Yehuda? What is that idea? So I think we have to go back to the original source. And the original source, which is the Gemara that we just read, because it precedes our Gemara that we started with, is that Yosef was rewarded for being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Seser. So let's try to understand what happened over there. So if you look in the sources in 11, Bereishis Lamed Tes, last week's parsha, Vayazov kol asher lo biyad Yosef lo yata ito me'uma kima lechem asher hu ochel vahi Yosef yifei sohar v'yifei mareh. So what happened was that Yosef was very successful, and Potiphar made him the head of the household, and he trusted him with everything. But the end of the pasuk is interesting. It says that Yosef was very good looking. He had a nice face, and he was very pleasant to look at. And Rashi says, "Vayhi Yosef yifesor v'fei mara, kevan shera atzma moshel hischil ochel v'shosa umisalsel v'sa'aro." So Yosef started eating well, and he started looking at himself, and he was really admiring himself. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avicha Misabel, Ve'ata Misalsel V'Sa'arecha, Ani Megarbecha Sadov, Miyav V'Atisa Eishes Adonav. So Hashem said that your father is mourning your death, and you're playing with your hair, and you're into the way you look. So I'm going to incite the bear. And that's a reference to Eishes Potiphar, that basically Hashem created this situation because it was a response to a flaw that Yosef had manifested in his personality. Okay, so fine. So let's look at the psukim themselves. It says, "Zayhi achar dvarim ha'elev, atisa ishes adonav esenel Yosef, atomer shechvayimi." So the wife, Potiphar's wife, she saw Yosef and she was attracted to him, and she keeps saying to sleep with her. "Vayimayin vayomer leishes adonav, hein adoni lo yadai tima abayis, v'chol asher yeshlon asan biyadi." And Yosef says that everything I've been trusted with everything from my master. But even in spite of the fact that he saw himself as this ruler and he was impressed with his own looks and his own stature in the house, ultimately he says that how could I do this and how could I sin towards God? And there's different midrashim as to how he stopped himself. There's a famous midrash that he saw his father's image, and only that in that way he stopped himself. But he was mekadesh shem shamayim because ultimately what happened was that Yosef was in a state of grandeur. He was in a state of ego, where he saw himself as a ruler, but he was able to recognize the chatasi lelokim, that ultimately he's a human being, and his responsibility is to avoid sin, and his ultimate responsibility is to serve Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe the idea of Yosef, of adding the letter to Yosef's name, is that really, well, actually, let's just keep going. I want to go on to Yehuda, and then I'll show you the contrast between the two, and hopefully we'll come to a greater understanding. So before we define it, so we'll keep the suspense going. Before we define it, let me just read inside. There's an interesting halacha by kings, by regular kings of Klal Yisrael. And of course, we know that The dynasty of kingship comes from Yehuda, and the halacha is that a king always has to write a sefer Torah. The psukim in Devarim mentioned that in Yud Zayin, and that he has to keep the Torah with him all the time. Whenever he goes from place to place, one of them he had to write two sefer Torah. One of them he put in a base knazav, in a place of storage, and the other he had to bring with him all the time. And Rashi explains on that. He says Mishneh Torah on the Pesukim. The pasuk says Vayakishiv Tal Kisem Amachto V'Chasav Lo Es Mishneh Torah Zos Al Sefer M'Lifnei Akuanim Halaviim. And Rashi says Mishneh Torah Shtei Sefer Torah Achas Shehimu Neches Beveis Kenaza V'Achas Shenechneses V'Yotzei Ima. So he always had to have a Sefer Torah with him, and also he had to have a separate Sefer Torah in his Beis Kenazav. And the reason is. So let's try to explain that. So what exactly is the idea? The concept by Yehuda, or Malchi Yehuda, Malchi Yisrael, is that they were human kings because Klal Yisrael demanded it, and that's what the Pesukim say, that at some point Klal Yisrael is going to demand to have a king. But ultimately, one of the roles of the king is to reflect on the Malchus Hashem, that really they're just a human king, so they have some aspects of kingship, but the ultimate king is really Hashem. And the Melch Yehuda, or the Malchi Yehuda, were capable of accomplishing that. They were capable of reflecting the idea that they're kings, but their kingship doesn't impinge on the idea of the kingship of Hashem. In fact, it's the opposite. Their role vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael was to reflect the idea of Malchus, and that the ultimate Malchus is through Hashem. So the idea of Yehuda and the name of Hashem being manifest because Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim before Hestia is the concept that as a king or as a leader, they were completely able to subdue themselves and to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, in a way which demonstrated that their Malchus was nothing in relation to the Malchus of Hashem. And that's the idea of being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim before Hestia. It's the concept of putting yourself aside for Hashem, and not not giving into your ego and viewing yourself as a leader and saying I'm above this. No, the true leader, the Melech, the Yehuda, the Melech of Klal Yisrael, the true leader is supposed to be able to put his ego aside in order to reflect that the ultimate Malchios is the Malchios of Hashem. And that was what Yehuda expressed, and that's the idea of the name of Yehuda having the name of Shem, of Hashem. Ultimately, Yehuda is able to Malchi Yehuda are able to manifest, or able to teach Klal Yisrael about Malchus Hashem. And the way they do it is their ability to subdue their ego in the face of Hashem. You see this most clearly by David, when David was dancing because the Aron was coming back. And he was dancing, and Michal says that he was embarrassing as the Melech. And he says, no, that really his ultimate goal and his ultimate duty is to Hashem, to serve Hashem. And he's supposed to be the role model to Klal Yisrael on being able to put yourself aside and your ego aside, despite the fact that you're a melech, to show or to demonstrate that the ultimate malchus is from Hashem. So I think that's why Yehuda was rewarded. Yosef seems to be a little bit different. It seems like Yosef partook of that, but not to the fullest expression. It's the same concept by Yosef. See, in the story of Potiphar, he was very into himself at the time. He really viewed himself as a ruler, and he viewed himself as a leader, and his ego was really high, but yet he was able to put that aside, put his own view of himself as a leader, as a ruler, put it aside in order to be subservient to Hashem. So the idea of Yosef is that he didn't do it before Hestia. It was not to the same level, to the same degree, where he was willing to put his whole self aside in the face of others, in the face of the nation. But he did have some of it. He did partake of it somewhat. And that's the difference between Yosef and Yehuda, that the Malchus of Yehuda, of Yosef, partook of the idea of being an expression or reflecting Malchus Hashem by putting your ego aside, but not to the same degree as Yehuda. And it's still definitely a kiyum. It's still a good thing that Yosef had this perfection. And the Shem of Hashem is demonstrating that perfection, that ultimately Yosef was able to reflect the Malchus Hashem by putting his ego aside in this moment, but it wasn't to the same degree as Yehuda. And I think the same idea works out over here by Yosef. He was just appointed as the ruler And he could have said, I know everything. He could have come along and said that he could have faked it. He could have said, I know everything. But the idea once again was that the Malach came. It was sent by Hashem, Gavriel, to teach him the Lashonos. And an extra os was added to his name in order to reflect the fact when he couldn't learn all of them that he needed God's help. So once again, we see that Yosef was in a state of feeling good about himself, like he deserves to be the ruler. But yet the idea was that he was willing to, or he's able to put his ego aside in order to learn, in order to gain the necessary information that he needed to come off as a ruler. And that required of him to give up of himself, of his ego. And that's why his name was changed, Yehosef, to reflect the idea, the concept that we just mentioned before. A similar concept to what happened with Potiphar's wife, putting his ego aside and being able to serve God, ultimately. And we see, once again, that Yosef's chachma as a ruler also plays out in the story, because he understood that that's the opposite of Paro, that Paro really was the antithesis of that. He was completely unable to put his ego aside, and that's what Rashi says, Ani Paro biladecha liarim ish es yado v'raglo. The idea is teaching us that Paro was the opposite. He could never put his ego aside. And in fact, Yosef, because he was able to put his ego aside, later on he understood the psyche of Paro, and he was able to use Paro's paranoia and his inability to put his ego aside to the advantage of Klal Yisrael with the whole story of the Shua. And Paro was so afraid of his secret being revealed that Yosef used it against him, knowing the psyche of Paro. So there's one interesting point also in source number 18. The Rambam brings down in Klei HaMikdash that on the Choshen, it was the Shtei Avanim, Shemos HaShvatim, on the two stones where they had six names on one stone of the Shvatim and six names on the other stone by the Ephod. So the stone of Yosef, or the name of Yosef, was written Yehosef. So you see, it's interesting. The Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Parak Tes, Halacha Tes, that Yosef is written as Yehosef on the stone. And I think the idea is to reflect this intrinsic idea in Yosef. This was his perfection, that he was able to put himself aside, his own sense of rulership, of leadership. He had these qualities. He had these innate qualities of being a ruler, and he was able to put that aside in order to serve God. And that's really what the rulers demanded of by Hashem. But Yehuda did it to a further level, further degree, and that's why kingship came from Yehuda, partially, also because of the whole story. But you see that by the Hakirna, by Yehuda as well, that he was able in public to admit to his mistakes, to put his ego aside. And that's really the key characteristic that a melech must have in order to be a melech of Klal Yisrael, to be able to put their ego aside in order to reflect that their malchus isn't real, that it's really the malchus of Hashem, that's the ultimate malchus. So I think that explains the parsha, this aspect of the parsha. So just to summarize, just quickly, a brief summary. So we spoke about Yosef's name being changed to Yehosef, and the Gemara mentions two different reasons. One reason is what we started with, which is that he was taught Shivim Lashon because Paro saw that he had characteristics of Malchus, of being a king, but he didn't know the languages, and he tried to learn them, but he was struggling. So Hashem sent a Malach, and then he learned it, and his name was changed as a result, or as a zechus. But another place in the same Gemara earlier on, it says that his name was changed because he was able to withhold himself from Ashes Potiphar. So which one is it? What's the reason? And furthermore, Yehuda has the full name because of what happened with Nachshon. So what's the difference between the two, Yosef and Yehuda, and what really was the cause of his name change? So the answer we said was that ultimately, Malchei Yisrael, who came from Yehuda, their objective is to always reflect God and their subservience to God, and to be able to put their ego aside despite the fact that they have this role as king of Klal Yisrael. And Yehuda expressed that in the Yam. Nachshon threw himself into the Yam. He wasn't afraid to embarrass himself, to put his ego aside, and he did it in order to reflect that his Malchus is not real. The ultimate Malchus is Hashem. And that's why Yehuda was zochet to this. Whereas Yosef, he partook of this a little bit. In the case of Potiphar, he was clearly into himself, and he saw himself as a ruler. The psukim say that he was very good looking. He was entrusted with the whole entire household. And yet he was able to say, I'm not going to sin towards God. So he expressed what Yehuda was doing, but to a lesser degree, because it was before Hesed, it was in private. But this was an essential idea in Yosef, that despite the fact that he had these natural qualities of being a leader, being good-looking, having chachmah, nevertheless, he was able to put his ego aside and put his perception of himself as a leader and ruler aside momentarily to serve Hashem. And that's also the case by Paro, that in order to learn the languages, he had to really put his ego aside and acknowledge the fact that he didn't know them. And he was able to do that. And that's why it's really the same idea. It's the same concept by Yosef, which is that despite the fact that he had these qualities of being a leader, he also understood that his leadership was not even close to the leadership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a human leadership. It's not like the Malchus of Hashem. And so I think that's the idea. And it's interesting that the Rambam says that the name of Yosef on the Shtei Avanim, on one of the Avanim was Yehosef. It was changed to reflect that this was an essential perfection, essential good idea in his personality that should be expressed le'olam on the oven of the ephod. All right, so thank you so much and have a good Shabbos.